Hey, good day, everybody. This is Jeff Mills. Welcome to another episode of the Boost Seminar Pre-Teleseminar Series. This is Jeff Mills here to share with you guys today some powerful information that's going to help change your business, give you some new ideas, and inspire you with some ways people are making money on the internet right now that you can actually go ahead and figure out how you can become a part of these systems and use these ideas to start making money for yourself in whatever your business is, whether you work from home as a small business entrepreneur, or solopreneur, or maybe you have a large business or a small business, a brick and mortar business. These tools, these resources, these trainings that we've been giving people over the last several weeks have already inspired a lot of people to do what I think is the most important thing, which is take action. That's right, take action. And people are registering right now for one of the top conferences that we've started here in the Midwest, which is actually going to be launched in the Midwest, March the 19th to the 21st. 2010. But then that seminar called the Boost Seminar is going to be a model that is going to be traveling around the United States from city to city and eventually go to international markets all over the world, helping people learn about the internet marketing lifestyle and learn about building businesses on the internet, learn about marketing online as well as offline marketing, learn about personal development and self-improvement, and learn about other things like, you know, how to create joint ventures, how to create profitable deals with people. And then, of course, all these things come together in one place in a very controlled and environment created for one purpose, which is for you to sit back and learn and to assimilate just dynamic content that in 3 days is going to be more content than you probably could learn in 4 years of college. And I say that with all seriousness, because I've never in my life had I been to an internet marketing seminar until 2004. And once I went, I was hooked. And I'd never do it the slow way again, where, you know, I spend a whole semester on one topic. You know, I so much appreciate the fact that I can go into a 3-day conference, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hear 12 speakers, get 12, you know, basically sets of notes on different themes and topics that I'm interested in, and then be able to walk away with those notes and create profitable businesses and create profitable joint ventures and build my own businesses and earn more money for myself armed with the new knowledge I have. You know, it's basically an accelerated learning event that accelerates your learning in 3 days. It would normally take you 3 to 4 years to learn. And you're going to have the opportunity when you come to the Boost Seminar in the next few weeks here, as you're listening to this audio, you're going to have opportunities to hear from some of the best speakers in the world who are multimillionaires. Some of them are just getting started. Some of them have been doing it for a long, long time. But I didn't pick them unless they had a proven track record of success and customer satisfaction, because I wanted to bring people of integrity. I wanted to bring people who had something to offer you that you could go home and invest in more information. You know, here's why. In 90 minutes, I tell people, you know, in 90 minutes, you're going to get just a bunch of ideas, but you're only going to have 90 minutes to assimilate this stuff. So some people are very eager to do investing in any kind of coaching program or training program that some of my speakers are going to offer. They will be making offers at the end of their presentations to help people go deeper. Now, you know, it's not a forced thing. Nobody has to, you know, buy anything from any speakers. I don't expect you to buy every speaker's product, but I do expect you, if you need extra help and you want a coach and a mentor to be a part of your life, then I certainly would recommend you take as many offers as you can from the stage from our speakers. And again, this is nothing forced or anything like that. We do this as a service for our members that are going to be attending this event, because like I said, time and time again, I've just been so enamored with some of the speakers that I've seen from the stage. The conferences that I've gone to, it's like I want to have a relationship with them. I want to go deeper with them. I want to get their resources. I want to get their tools, their software, their system that's made them a lot of money. And I want to be able to use that for myself. And by like buying my way into that, you know, that allows me to do that. So just keep that in mind as you come to my seminar. You're going to have plenty of opportunities to buy your way into relationships and coaching. And so, you know, come prepared to invest. Come prepared to invest in your own continuing education. And, you know, if you look at the different fields out there, there's a lot of doctors and teachers, lawyers, firemen. You know, there's several different professions out there that call for people to continually go to seminars and, you know, re-up, you know, reinvest, you know, re-qualify, you know, establish their credentials so they stay current. But, you know, in the internet marketing niche, there's no like set, you know, credential system out there yet. So it's kind of like you're self-taught and you learn something. So if you got on the internet 8 years ago or 5 years ago and you learned some important stuff, you know, maybe you went to a conference or you bought some course, you know what? In that 5 years, that's like 50 years in internet time. You know, that's a lot of time has gone by, and the internet changes so fast. There's always new things coming out. So you can't just rely on old data. You've got to be on the cutting edge. And if you're going to serve clients and customers, you want to be able to give them the best advice and the best resources that are currently happening and being used right now in businesses that get results. And you're going to find out what those are when you come to the Boost Seminar. So I'm going to encourage you right now, if you haven't already done so, get your ticket for the Boost Seminar. We're going to bring our speaker on, Sohail, in just a second. That's going to be speaking with us here in a moment. But let me just tell you real quick, if you go to boostseminar.com/St. Paul, that's boostseminar.com/St. Paul, it's STPAUL, you will have an opportunity there to get a ticket for the event. And you need to make sure you get your ticket before March the 12th, Friday, March the 12th, because after Friday the 12th, our ticket prices are going to increase. That's right. Our ticket prices will go to $997 for one ticket to this event. But right now, while we're still offering our early bird discount, you can get a ticket for the Boost Seminar for a little price of $97. What a great deal that is for a 3-day internet marketing event. We've also got a VIP program where you can come and get a special meal with our speakers. That's going to be taking place on Friday night, and you can have this meal with the speakers and other VIPs at the seminar. You get to go to the room Friday morning. You get to enter the room before anyone else does in the room and set up your place right in the front row. And you get to do some private networking with other VIPs before anyone else does in the room. And there's some other cool little benefits about being a VIP. You know, you get a badge and all that stuff. But, you know, a badge is not a big deal. But, you know, there's something kind of fun to be, like, you know, identified as a VIP. You know, everyone's walking around and they don't have a badge. You do. They're going to approach you because you got this badge. It's going to make you, you know, stand out more, which is probably going to get you more business doing some deals in the room at the Boost Seminar. So you can upgrade after you get your ticket for $97. You can become a VIP. It's a simple one-time fee of $64.99. And that basically covers your meal on Friday night. And after that meal on Friday night, we're doing a comedy hypnosis show. And that's open to everybody. There's no fee to attend the comedy hypnosis show. That's going to start around 9 o'clock p.m. on Friday night at the pavilion at the Wildwood Lodge. So the seminar called the Boost Seminar is going to be taking place March the 19th to the 21st. It's an all-day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Wildwood Lodge over in Lake Elmo, Woodbury area. If anyone's familiar with that listening who lives locally in the Twin Cities, it's right off I-94. And Radio Drive, and you just go back over the freeway. Once you get off the freeway, go north. You're going to be in Lake Elmo as soon as you cross over the interstate. And then the Machine Shed Restaurant is right on the right side of the street there. And the Machine Shed Restaurant is attached to the Wildwood Lodge. And that is the place where the event is going to be taking place. So I'm going to recommend right now you go to boostseminar.com/St. Paul. And you go ahead and register for your ticket before the early bird discount expires. And then that's going to get you all set up. You get more details in the email back from me welcome you to the program and getting you all the stuff you need. So without further ado, let's get into the topic and our speaker here we're going to be interviewing today. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with the interview now. I'm going to bring Sohail here with me. Sohail, welcome to the call. How's it going?
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me. It's great.
Yeah, good. So you're getting ready to jump on a plane. You on some big kind of whirlwind tour here or something? Where are you headed to?
It's going to be a proper tour. I'm off to Yannick's Underground first in D.C. Then I'm flying out to see Mike Filsaime and Joe Jablonski in New York. And then off to Orlando for Kevin from Nitro Marketing. He has a boot camp. And then obviously I'll be flying out to see you for Booth Seminar. And then from there I'll be flying back out from Booth Seminar to Miami to see my good friend Mark Goldman. So, yeah, it's a whistle-stop tour. So.
Well, we're really glad that you've chosen to come out and spend some time with us. So, you know, people might think they know you or they might not have ever heard of you before. And so let's kind of give a little background to you. Why don't you just kind of take people back to where, however far back you want to go. And let's just kind of let them know who Sohail is and your backstory so they kind of see how you got to be where you're at today.
Yeah, sure. I don't want to reveal too much because I'll be talking quite a lot in depth at the seminar, but just to give you a quick snapshot, I was a millionaire back in 2006. I built a seven-figure business, an internet training company via joint ventures, and then in 2006, I sold that business to a big group. At that time, we were worth £100 million, and sold a majority stake to them, and then in 2008, that company went bust, and I ended up losing everything, totally broke, moved back to my mum's, and in 2009 set myself a challenge to make £1 million in 12 months, and I did one of the biggest joint ventures that I have ever done, which took me 30 days to do, and that joint venture took me from 0 to 4 million customers in just 30 days.
Well, I want, even though this is going to be a repeat of what you're going to share with some on the stage, you know, I think it's important to reveal to people kind of a little bit how you did that. I think because I want to know, you know, I'm curious. Then. So how
sure.
Does the guy make, get 4 million, is it 4 million customers or 400 million?
4 million customers.
How'd you do that? What was the secret?
Well, basically, if I give you a brief scenario in terms of how I did that, I in 2009, I set myself a challenge, to make £1 million in 12 months, and I knew from my previous experience of doing over $5 million just using joint ventures that joint ventures was obviously the quickest and easiest way for me to get back on my feet because obviously I, number one, didn't have a product, number two, didn't have a customer database, and number three, to be honest with you, didn't really have the money to be able to start up another business like I had previously. So it was basically by chance. I was reading the local Sunday paper, which is like a national newspaper we get here in the UK, and I saw an ad for a book called Learn How to Use Your PC in 2 Hours. And this book wasn't the book that was very that was the most important thing. It was how many copies they had sold. So they were selling this book off the page in the national newspaper, one full-page ad. And what I noticed at the bottom was over 400,000 copies sold. So I thought, wow, this is quite interesting. I contacted the company, and I asked them if they had a video version of the book, How to Use Your PC in 2 Hours, and they said no. So I saw an opportunity there, and then I contacted them, and I said, look, I've got a video version of this book. Would you be interested in promoting that or selling that to your existing customers? And actually, I didn't really have the product. I just pitched the idea. So I sent them across a joint venture proposal, and they invited me to come and speak to them. So there I was sitting in their office. Very savvy company, direct mail, offline direct mail company, £25 million turnover, and just three people working in that company. Managing director, financial director, and marketing manager. Everything else was basically outsourced. They outsourced everything. Very savvy company.
Smart company.
Yeah, very, very smart company. And I sat there, and the managing director said to me, "Okay, Sohail, so can we evaluate this video version of this training, the video training course that you have?" And obviously, I didn't have it, so I had to make an excuse at the meeting, and they asked me if I could produce it within a week for them to evaluate. So there I was, thinking, wow, these guys actually, you know, they want to do a deal. And then basically I spent the next 2 days looking around at companies in the UK that had already produced a video version of, you know, how to use your PC, how to use Windows. I went into, you know, Staples, looking at the video training course that they had for sale there. Contacted some of the companies and said, look, I have a client, and I think we can sell a couple of thousand units of your training course. Would you be interested in doing a joint venture? So most of the companies I spoke to, traditional companies, they were saying to me that, yeah, sure, we can do something for you, but the best we can give you is 40% off the retail price. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I'm not looking for a reseller deal. We need to be flexible on margins and pricing. But most of these companies, obviously the problem was they didn't understand joint ventures. So I basically had to leave that because they had already produced the training CD courses, and obviously they've made their money from it. So all it's costing them really is just the packaging and the actual CD, which I was a bit like, you know, you've made your money on it, so it's costing you nothing. So surely if I'm going to sell like thousands of units for you, you know, it's worth doing. So I left that, and then I had 5 days left, and I thought, man, you know, I've got to get this product created. So I went on to Elance.com, which was like, you know, I knew about it before, and I've seen people use it. So I thought, okay, I've gone to Elance.com. I posted a project on Elance.com, and I said, look, I've got 5 days. I need someone to help me produce a video training course based on these contents, which was the book's content. So people started bidding on the project, and I obviously got some samples. I chose the best one, which I thought was good, middle price as well. And I ended up paying $500 for a Camtasia course on how to use your computer in 1 hour. So the guy actually did it in 1 hour, and he also gave me another course free with that, how to use the internet in 1 hour as well, which was really cool. So armed with these with these courses, I went back to the company, and they loved it. They loved it so much. And remember, this is a traditional offline company who didn't even know what Camtasia was. So when they saw it, they were like, wow, this is awesome. This is just like the book, but it's a video version. And they were saying to me, Sahel, man, how did you do this? And I was saying, like, you know, well, you know, I've been up for a couple of days, and, you know, me and my team, and, you know, getting it ready. And obviously, little did I know that it was just produced by someone else, and I paid $500 for the actual course and the rights to it as well, which was really good. So
was the guy that did it, was he UK or US based or some other
country? No,
it was US
based, because, okay, you know, most of the training courses that we have in the UK are all bought in from the US. There's only a couple of people who started doing courses here with the UK voice, but you know, some of the best courses that we have here are all with you know, all done from the US, and UK companies are fine with it because it's English anyway, you know,
right.
And there's loads of companies here who use it. So, so there I was, and they asked me at the meeting, "This is really good. What other titles do you have?" And I was like, "What other titles do you want?" So they made a big list of titles, and I said, "You know, we need to push this title first, guys, and see how we get on with it." So we sat there, and I said to the MD that out of your database of 400,000 customers, how many of them do you think will purchase this video version if we go back to them? And they know their stats very well. And he said to me, well, you know, knowing my stats, I reckon within the next 12 to 18 months, I can probably get 50% of my existing buyers to buy this product. So so that's 200,000, about 200,000 customers. And
right.
What happened then was, they work pretty much like on a QVC model. They work on a royalty basis. So they take the product and they give you a royalty. But what I managed to do with them is they were trying to squeeze me on the royalty. And I said, okay, I'm prepared to accept £5 per unit sold, which is about $7.50 per unit sold, if you do all the fulfillment, the fulfillment, the duplication, the packaging. I will just give you the CD and a license agreement, and you do all the fulfillment, packaging, and printing. So, yeah, we agreed on it. So, basically, 200,000 units at about $7.50 per unit within the next 12 to 18 months. That's $1.5 million there already. So.
So that's what they paid you up front, or did you have to sell the units first?
No, we, we just launched the campaign in January, and so far we've sold 20,000 units.
Well, that ain't bad. At least
it's not bad, because what's happened is what they did was this: they did some off the page marketing, because they do a test for us to see if it sells.
Yeah.
And so far we've sold 20,000 units, and now it's basically, you know, now it's time to start advertising to the existing customer base. So that's worked out pretty well. Now we're moving ahead and going back to the original customer database, so that's really cool.
So did you go back to the same guy you had outsourced the earlier work to and have him create these new video systems for this company again as well?
Yeah, I'm going to do the same. At the moment, what we're doing is we're going to be pushing the existing titles we have, and then we're going to create a range of other titles for bundles to basically increase the average basket value.
Okay, that's a genius idea. So give me some other examples of.
Well, just I'll give you a recent one, another one that's happened. Basically, recently I was approached by an author who's got an Amazon bestseller book that's doing really well in the baby boomer market. And my I forgot to tell you the highlight of the story. When I went back to sign the contract with this company, the MD said to me basically that, you know, Sahel, this sounds really good. If this really works and we do well from it, I'd like to roll it out to the whole of my database. And that's when I said to him, how big's your database? And he said, my database is 4 million customers.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so basically within 30 days, I closed that joint venture, and now I'm basically their JV manager or their JV broker for their for introducing information products into their 4 million customer database, which is an offline database. So that's what I'm doing with them at the moment. And I've got another project. Someone has got a book that is Amazon bestseller. They approached me to find them a JV partner. And I immediately thought of my existing client that had the 4 million customer base. And what I did with this client is I said, look, you know, the book is fine, but you're not going to make nothing on the book, because they're going to work on a royalty basis and a license, and you'll make probably a $2 or even $1.50 per book sold. So what we did was I said we need to have a back-end strategy. So with the book was basically a scrapbooking. You know, a scrapbooking is big. It's about, I think, something like a $2 billion industry in America. And it's positioned very well, because my list is basically the baby boomer market. It's a health list, but it's also for in the baby boomer market. So what we're going to be doing now is that I've helped them create a back end for the book, which is videos. So we've got now a video membership site, which is for people who buy the book who want to learn more about scrapbooking. We're going to be giving them away 10 free videos and then put them into a continuity program. So I'm introducing that to the current client that I have. And, you know, they sold 400,000 copies of this computer book. So I think we can top that with this scrapbooking tips book with the videos on the back end. So that could be the next sort of million-dollar joint venture that I'm working on currently right now.
What do you think the price point needs to be for example, like a continuity membership site like you're talking about? What do you think is the good price to be?
We're probably going to place it around about probably $9.99 or $19.99. That's because it depends on the book. The book is $14.95, which is about £9.99. So the continuity will probably be near enough the price of the book, basically, or even it might be more than the book.
Okay. And that could be pretty huge then. We all love continuity income and recurring revenue that comes in every single month from somebody who's part of a membership online. And hopefully they're using that membership every month, getting great content, learning about whatever the topic is of choice. And actually, one of our speakers that's coming to the Boost Seminar this year, Jason Flatline, is going to be talking about membership sites and teaching
people.
Yeah,
Jason's a good friend of mine. He's awesome. I've seen him speak many times before, and he does some great stuff showing you how to set up membership sites and even free membership sites in like 15, 20 minutes. Yeah,
I'm excited about that too. I actually missed his last presentation that I was at, In San Diego, I didn't get to go see his because I was out surfing that morning.
Oh, wow.
I actually took my affiliate manager and my one of my best friends growing up took us all surfing one morning. So when I was out in San Diego, that was fun. But I get to watch Jason when he comes and presents here. Let's go back and just kind of unpack what JV or joint venture actually means. Like, what are some of your definitions about what a joint venture is?
A joint venture basically is a it's a meeting or an arrangement between two or more companies who get together for complementary resources. So what I always say to people is, for example, like seminars, for example, when people go to seminars, and you'll see me do this at the Boost seminar. I did it recently, and it blew everyone's mind. I did an awesome exercise to prove to people that when you go to seminars, in the room, there is someone who can make you very, very rich, okay, always. But you just got to learn how to look out for that. And, it's all about resources. Someone always has the resources that you need, so you don't have to go out there and invest and buy and learn sometimes certain things that you need to, because someone else always has those resources. So, that's what a joint venture really is. You're just tapping into someone else's resources, whether it's yours or they're tapping into your resources. And then when you have more than two people in a partnership, the third person is normally, the joint venture broker, which is what I do.
Okay. And how do you know how to, like, to set the price or to figure out what your cut should be? Like, is there, like, a set number that works, or is it different for every deal?
It depends. I mean, some people take a retainer up front and then they take a lower commission. What I've found to be successful for me is, and you've got to know your, basically you've got to have a wide range of people. I mean, I know quite a lot of people now, especially in the IM and out of IM, so I can leverage a lot of contacts. So mine, basically, I normally waive my retainer, but mine is a 20%. I normally take 20% of gross. Which is fine with people. I think nowadays people want to see more of a results orientated approach where, some people are reluctant to give. I will give you an example. My partner in the JV University, Willie Crawford, he takes a minimum of $10,000 up front. Now, he can afford to do that because he's very, very well known in the industry. And number two, I think he does that mostly because he wants to hand pick and select the people that he wants a joint venture with, and if they're committed and they put down a $10,000 retainer for him, then it's just easier for him to not have people coming to him all the time with joint ventures if they can't put their retainer down. So
right, but he becomes sort of like a launch manager then too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's more than just that's a lot of work. But that's cool because that's what he likes to do. It's what he knows how to do. But I'm just showing people the different kind of hats you can wear as a joint venture person. There's different things you can do. Like you said, you can create one part of the deal yourself that you have the skills and resources for, and bring that to someone else. Like in the example you gave us, these people did not know how to do online video, and here they had a book teaching people how to use a computer in 2 hours, and it's a stinking book, with probably some screenshots and a picture. But now they can easily add a screen camera to it. And, do you think if people are really savvy, like the market for screen camera teaching and tutorials and taking that to an offline company that's just doing books or some kind of other resource that doesn't have videos, that's a pretty good market to go into right now, that's a wide open market, not saturated, or is it already saturated and picked over?
Two of the biggest markets I'm seeing right now, one is the webinar market. Like I say, me and you had this conversation when you were in London about people want a done-for-you service, or people have a resource, or they have, intellectual property or great content that's not being utilized. So you can easily leverage someone else's content and then just put a package together and then just take a cut. So everyone everyone who I meet has something, whether it's content in their head or whether it's stuff that they've done that's sitting around doing nothing. It's awesome. You can repurpose anybody's content using things like videos and webinars.
Okay. Now, how about contracts and like agreements? You know, if you're doing international business deals, how solid are these contracts, and how safe are we going into business with somebody either internationally or local in our backyard in the States? You know, someone in Minnesota with somebody in New York.
What I've realized in the States is you know, every state has a different law, so you have to be very careful if you're going into any contractual agreements. We normally work with a letter of agreement, which is a basic letter of agreement, just outlines what each other's basically duties are in the joint venture, and then the agreement in terms of what each party gets paid. So we try and keep it as simple as possible. I mean, I know some of the bigger deal connectors, for example, like Larry Bonet, he's really big. Some of them do, you know, deals on handshakes, but you know, when you're doing business deals, I think you definitely need to have something in writing that just explains, you know, what each of the parties, what their duties are. You know, so it's still very important to have agreements in place.
Yeah, for sure. And then, I mean, how often do you think the deal goes bad? I mean, does that happen too? I mean,
see, this is it, Jeff. This is it, Jeff. This is when I talk about joint ventures. I mean, it's not only in the IM niche. I do a lot of corporate speaking. I do a lot of keynote speaking, and you know, I talk to corporate companies about joint ventures and strategic alliances. And this is the job of someone like me, who is a joint venture consultant or joint venture broker. When two companies get together, this is the issue that you have. Is two companies meet, let's say for example, at a seminar or at an event, and they say, well, you know what, we should get together and do something like a joint venture. Now, the problem you have is this. Let's say, for example, Company A and Company B want to get together to do a JV. The majority of the time, the deal gets dropped because Company A is so busy working in their business, and same with Company B. Most companies don't work on their business. They work in their business. So they put together this great joint venture, and most times it doesn't get followed through, or most times the deal starts, but then it slows down at one end, and the other person has to keep on trying to get the deal back up again, but it never happens because it gets dropped. But a person like me who can come in the middle and say, okay, Company A, you get on with what you guys do in your business every day, and Company B, you get on with what you guys do, I'm just going to sit here in the middle, and I'm going to manage this deal from A to Z. That is what we do. That's our job, basically. And that's why we take a, you know, 15 or 20% commission, because we're actually managing the deal from A to Z, making sure that Company A is giving us the information we need and Company B is giving us the information, and we're not divulging too much information to each company if they don't want us to. We're just like the independent, referee, as if you can say, in the middle, but just managing the deal and making sure it doesn't get dropped. So that's what we pretty much do.
Okay. So the good news for people who are listening to this and thinking this sounds pretty exciting, you know, is what you shared with me is a person can get into this kind of a business without having any prior list of their own. They can get into this business without having a website of their own, or not even knowing how to build a website or how to build a list, because you've also figured out some outsourcing strategies that can make a company or an individual look like a pretty big deal. Is that right?
Exactly.
So tell people how they can figure that out. How can they make their company look a lot bigger and get stuff done in ways that normally we would try to do on our own? How have you figured out outsourcing?
Well, outsourcing for me, it's really just leveraging other people's contacts. For example, one of the main reasons I think why I've become so much of an expert, even over the last sort of 6 months, and really my profile has been really enlarged, is through social media and also outsourcing. You know, most of what I do is my partners have their own team basically in the Philippines, so I get to outsource most of it and just concentrate on really doing the things that make you money, to be honest with you. You know, that's what you really need to concentrate on, whether it's marketing or building your profile. That's most of the stuff that I do and I've done over the past 6 months.
I'm glad you like the Philippines, because that's what I liked as well.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that. You have mentioned that last time, I think last year when we met in, I think it was Washington, I think it was.
San Diego.
Yeah, sorry, San Diego, that's right, yeah. And you did mention that about the Philippines as well, yeah. Which
yeah.
is cool.
What are some other examples? Let's go through some other examples that you can share of individuals creating joint ventures and how that can make them money.
Well, I can give you some examples. I mean, individuals, there's so many ways you can create joint ventures. I mean, one way, for example, let's say if you're an offline business, and something that I'm finding a lot of people doing now, a lot of people now are, you know, going into the offline business world, which is really great. You know, a lot of people are seeing opportunities, and there's so much stuff going on now regarding, you know, offline consultants. So that seems to be really, really big. So I'll bring up an example that I have actually that I was going through today in one of my blogs. For example, you know, something that you can do yourself is, like they call it, that the customer reactivation strategy, which is really, really cool. You know, all you do basically is you approach 25 different businesses, for example, and you get them each, you know, to offer you a sample of their business to give away. So let's say, for example, I approach a business who's an accountant, and they give me a coupon for a free consultation worth, I don't know, $200. And then I approach another business, and they give me a sample of their products, for example, worth $100. And then I approach another business, and they give me a free, let's say, single room carpet cleaning coupon. Now, these coupons that I have in samples, I agree with those businesses, and I say, okay, you know, if, for example, anyone comes back to you to purchase any of these products, I should get an ongoing commission on that. And now what I've got is I've got all these hundreds or even thousands of dollars worth of coupons and gift certificates that didn't cost me anything. And now I can bundle that together and approach another company and say, you know, I've got a customer reactivation strategy. You know, you must have customers who, you know, have dropped off and they're inactive. I can reactivate those customers for you by basically putting together like a welcome back package. And what that means is basically that I can give them a basket full of samples or goods for each customer that comes back to you. And for each customer that comes back, you know, if it's a membership, like for a gym membership, for example, you pay me X amount for every month that customer who I bought back stays on your membership plan. So that is something that that anyone can do. Or, for example, you can approach a complementary business. I mean, people do it online as well. Online, they normally do it via, you know, ad swaps or, you know, I have a banner, you know, if you can put that banner on your site via, you know, creating an affiliate program. But offline, mostly it's like going to a business. For example, someone might have a salon and there might be a, you know, it might be a hair salon and one might be an upmarket spa. You can basically do a joint venture where you would have, for every person that came to the spa salon, they would actually get, you know, they would get a free voucher to come to the upmarket hairdressers, for example, and you can do that vice versa. So that's a typical joint venture that people also do.
Yeah. I know you got to get ready to hop on a plane here in a couple hours and get some more things down, so I kind of want to wrap this up, Sohail, and just kind of, you know, if there's some bullet points and some features, benefits of kind of some things you're going to be sharing from the stage for people that we haven't covered yet, maybe you could just want to go through a quick list of some things that you can prepare people for when they come to the Boost Seminar. Here's some things they're going to learn from the stage that's really going to be impacting them. Can you rattle off a little bit of a list there?
Sure. Things, you know, from basically how to find joint venture partners. Very easily in your targeted niche. Things like how to approach joint venture partners, this is where most people fall down. I'll also be showing people at the seminar that one question to ask people when you go to events and seminars or when you approach JV partners is that it's just that one phrase that you need to ask. And also we'll be covering you know, how to identify you know, people at seminars when you go to seminars and how to basically close deals. So I'll be covering quite a few things, you know, how to build a list very quickly without having, you know, access to funds. So, yeah, I'll be covering some really cool stuff.
Awesome. I hear your phone ringing in the background.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's it's about this time that everyone starts calling me because, you know, I most of my business is done in the States, and most of my friends are all US-based, so they normally, this is the time when they're alive, basically.
Well, hey, here's what I'll do. I'm going to let you go and get finished packing so you can get on your whirlwind tour here, and I'll kind of just go ahead and wind the call down and give people some calls to action so they can get themselves here to the seminar. Thank you for your time, Sohail. Have safe travels, and we'll catch you here in just a little under 2 weeks here for the Boost Seminar. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Jeff. Take care, and thanks a lot, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for listening to the last interview series there we did there with Sohail Khan. He's going to be speaking this year on joint ventures offline, which is a really interesting topic. And if you're interested in finding out how you can do license agreements or do special hookups with offline clients who have products and lists or meet and match clients together, you definitely want to be coming to this year's Boost Seminar and getting his knowledge as well as all the other knowledge from the speakers. So here's what you need to do. Your next call to action is to simply go to our website. It's boostseminar.com/St. Paul, STPAUL. And then you'll find on that website a video you can watch, which is going to give you details about the Boost Seminar. You're also going to find about 12 different videos on that page from all of the speakers at the Boost Seminar, so you can get to know who all the speakers are and a little background to their topic. Each video is about 2 to 3 minutes from the speakers. They sent me these videos so you guys could get to know who they are and what they're going to be speaking about at the Boost Seminar. That's going to help you make that great decision to come here and be a part of our activities and our group. So go to boostseminar.com/St. Paul. Get your ticket today before the early bird discount expires on Friday, March the 12th. So order your tickets right now. This is Jeff Mills, and I will see you on the next call. Bye for now.